It's the Sat Pod, minus Brando.
The two-man crew.
It's been a while since we haven't had all three of us in here. We had a good little streak going.
Yeah, it was good.
But now that streak must come to an end.
Brando's, we're like Triple H and Orton.
Yeah.
And he's like Batista. He's just got to go do another movie. Brando is the baby face of the group.
He's got to be at work in like 6 hours or something ridiculous.
Yeah, he's got like the worst work hours. When he texted me, I just looked at him like, ooh, that's brutal.
Yeah, I work at 3 a.m, he says. I'm like, oh, jeez. So good luck to him.
Although Brando loves like coffee.
True. He does love coffee.
And like, Brando's pretty good at these like bad, remember Olympics?
True. Yeah.
Was a machine.
He can marathon if he has to, so.
Yeah. Though it's still brutal. Still shitty that he's not here.
Yes. Yes, it is. Shit. I didn't write any news.
WWE DLC got revealed today. Yep. That's all we need to talk about.
That's true. A whole bunch of like focuses on like Mark Henry and
The season pass or whatever. You get Paige, which is like, wow, Paige isn't just in the game legitimately.
Yeah, that's kind of what I thought too.
She's a main focus on TV for the past since Mania. Whatever. Then it's like superstar modes or whatever, right? Where they play their rivalries.
Right.
One of them was Orton and fuck. It's a lame feud. It's like from 2011.
I'm trying to remember what it was too, but I don't.
The other one is Hall of Pain with Mark Henry.
Yeah, I remember the Mark Henry
There's an Ultimate Warrior one. There's one more too.
Randy Orton and Christian.
Randy Orton and Christian. I was like, wow.
Ultimate Warrior was the other one.
And isn't there one more?
There's a WCW pack where you get Fit Finlay, Steven Regal, Bam Bam Bigelow, Diamond Dallas Page, and Lex Luger.
That's not bad.
There's an NXT pack with JBL, Adam Rose, The Ascension.
Where you play a rival.
Yeah, and you get Emma. And then a whole bunch of new moves. And the usual accelerator where you can...
unlock everything.
Yeah.
I will definitely be getting the season pass.
Yeah, it's only, what, $25 I think it said?
Sometimes season pass is like, you're putting all your eggs in one basket.
Right, yeah.
With this at all being revealed, I'm like... okay, and this is all stuff I want.
I usually always buy the season pass anyway, so.
Yeah? Yeah, I guess if you're committed enough to a game more and you like it enough,
that's true.
It's generally worth it.
Yeah. They also announced, well, I guess yesterday, that John Cena is picking the soundtrack for the video game as well.
He's
recorded 2 songs, but then he's picked the rest, and there's like Knife Parties on there.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know. That's Brando's ballpark. That's why I kind of wish he was here, because I know he knows who they are.
Is Rise Against on there?
No.
Brando would flip out if they were.
There is a couple non-hip-hop songs, though, like Royal Blood. They're UK kind of rock, metal band. But yeah, John Cena, I guess the cover guy, gets the vote. It's been a while since they've had a soundtrack. They usually, past 2 or 3 years, they've just been played like, the themes.
Yeah, themes and like a couple songs.
Yeah, but this year it's all new. I guess that's a 2K thing. It makes sense.
Yeah, because if you think about like the 2K series, they generally are like, we have these artists.
Yeah, they always try and
doing
do that.
Songs or whatever.
Yeah, for the basketball and that kind of stuff. So, what else happened? Oh, Justin Roberts released by the WWE late last night after Raw. A bunch of rumors floating around as to why.
I thought you guys were messing with me when you texted me this morning.
Well, yeah, because I didn't see it till this morning either, right? So, I saw somebody posted about it. Yeah, and I searched it, and sure enough, yeah, he's been let go. I think his contract was up relatively soon, and there's been a bunch of people talking about how he got fired for doing something wrong. I don't think that was the case.
Really? Because Justin Roberts, like, very well could have, but he comes off as such a squeaky clean guy who knew how to interact with people backstage.
Right, and he's talked at length about this is his dream job, so I don't see why he would put that in jeopardy.
Yeah, generally the people who are, like, the happiest to be there don't... like, they're like, they mind their P's and Q's the most.
Definitely. Yeah.
Especially for someone like Justin Roberts, who he always had said, like, I'm not a wrestler.
Right.
So.
Yeah, don't fuck with a good thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel bad for the guy, just because, yeah, like I said, it's his dream job, and I'm lucky enough to be working at my dream job as well.
Yeah, and I mean,
if that was ever to be taken away, it would fucking suck, so.
Yeah, exactly, right? So, like.
He's a relatively younger guy, if I'm not mistaken, as well.
Yeah, I think he's like 27 or 30.
Yeah, I was thinking around 30, but 34. So I guess a little bit older, but still, he's been with the company for a while.
He's a really good ring announcer too.
Yeah, and they used him obviously as the Monday Night Raw guy, so they had faith in him.
Yeah,
pretty
they had
early
a lot
on.
Of faith in him.
As soon as Lillian left, he was the guy. So it's a shame. I liked him. I had no problems with him, but oh well. I guess they're moving on. They are kind of in a bit of a crisis money wise right now.
Yeah,
so.
And the budget crunch
could just be a casualty of that, unfortunately. But there you go, Justin Roberts.
Those are our current events.
Another soldier down. I feel like there was something else, but
Bound for Glory happened.
That's okay. Yeah. Go ahead. Talk about it. It was in like a gym in Japan.
No, it
somewhere.
Wasn't. It looked like it was in a gym.
They had risers.
It was in Corrigan Hall.
Okay.
It's like a famous wrestling venue. They were trying to say it's the most famous wrestling venue in Japan. I was like, Tokyo Dome.
True.
Second one is Corrigan Hall, though. It's small. It was intimate. It was sold out.
Still, I don't know. They've just this is supposed to be their WrestleMania, and like you see the arena that they're in compared to the
actual
WrestleMania.
Yeah, there's also a fuck ton of photographers near ringside as well.
Yeah,
which is like if you look at like in your house events from like the 90s and like late 80s of WWF. I don't know why I fucking what federation was this promotion? Ugh. Yeah, stuff like that. There used to be such an emphasis on photographers and magazines. Mm-hmm. There still are wrestling magazines in Japan. I look for PWI every time I go to Starbucks Chapters. Pretty sure they don't print it anymore.
Yeah, well, and they've got weird laws over there about the internet. Like, YouTube isn't a thing over there because of copyright laws and a bunch of stuff. So they're it's weird that they're so far ahead of us technologically speaking, I should say. But then, yeah, their internet laws and stuff are just messed up over there.
Huh. Weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's not bad. If you want good wrestling, watch it. Right? And there's enough notable names.
Yeah, actual in-ring wrestling.
Yeah, it was all match.
Bad.
All match-wise, it's really good, except for that main event. That's pretty lackluster.
Yeah, I kind of got that feeling.
But I always hate the main event of most cards.
That's true. So it's just the Scotty thing. All right. Yeah, so that's, there you go. TNA's WrestleMania. Done.
It was only $40.
$40?
That was the pay-per-view price on that.
Wow.
They were asking $40.
I wonder, I'm very curious to see the buys on that. I bet you it's probably the lowest bought in their history. And they've had some pretty freaking low numbers.
They generally give it away for free on TV now.
Exactly, yeah.
So, yeah.
All right. That's enough. That's more TNA than we've talked about in a month. And I don't want to talk about it anymore.
There was a really good main event on TNA like a week ago.
They have had good TV shows. So
right now, if you're into tag team wrestling, like when it's like the Wolves versus Dudleys versus Hardys, come on, you secretly want to see that.
Yeah. No, the New York tapings, they were really good.
All the New York tapings were good.
They were fun.
I think like if they got another TV contract, they'd be fucked if they were like, we're going to go do New York, Chicago, you know. Those kind of cities, and they're like, Ohio, and it just doesn't work out for them. It's like, whoa. So, moving on from the TNA.
They're in trouble.
It's enough total nonstop action for us.
Let's talk about Raw, shall we? Where were we? We were in the Phillips Arena in
Atlanta, Georgia. When they say Phillips, do they mean like Phillips Electronics or Phillips
I think so.
Tools?
Oh, good. I never thought of that.
Yeah.
Could be any of the above. We'll never know. I could easily Google it.
Maybe it'll be the
to.
Phillips Brooks Arena.
Weak.
Yeah, I know. I was really reaching for that one. I couldn't think of any of the Phillips jokes.
Okay, so I can't even see it because the chair's in the way.
Oh, I'm really the only one seeing
the chair's in the way. I can't see it. We've got people messing with us. All right. Where do we start with Dean Ambrose? Says he can't wait to rip apart Seth Rollins at Hell in a Cell. But before he can do that, he has to go through Cena, promises to take him out, and then move on to Rollins. Cena comes out and tells Ambrose he should use the 2 weeks before the pay-per-view to get ready for the biggest match of his career. Ambrose sarcastically thanks him and says he has wanted to kick his ass for a while, drops the microphone, gets ready to fight. Then Triple H and Stephanie McMahon come out to book an on-the-spot triple threat tag team match that pits Cena and Ambrose against the Usos. And Gold and Stardust.
What an awkward way to start Raw.
Yeah, and then they also made a bet to the two will rip each other apart before the night ends.
Was it a reference to anything? Like,
I don't know.
The betting thing, like the way they're emphasizing it?
It's probably highly illegal. So they've broken a law by betting on sports, I'm assuming.
On sports entertainment?
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe not, because it's entertainment. I don't know. I feel like there's probably some local Atlanta law that bans you from betting on any sporting events.
Maybe.
I'm pulling this completely out of my ass.
I like the back and forth between Ambrose and Cena here, though.
Yeah. They've got some good chemistry between them.
Like, Ambrose seems so on the edge and ready to go with this one. And Cena's like, I'll give you veteran advice. And it's just like, shut up and just wait. It's like, really, Cena? That's your advice?
Thanks, John.
Tell him to zip it and wait?
Yeah. The match happens pretty much right away. We get, Ambrose and Cena win the match. They hit their finishers on the Dust Brothers. Triple H and Stephanie come out. Triple H gives Stephanie a dollar because he lost, apparently.
Yeah.
It was a dollar.
Because they worked together?
And then Triple H announces that Ambrose and Cena will face each other tonight in a no-holds-barred contract on a pole match.
This sounds like some Russo fucking shit.
That's
right,
exactly. I think everyone instantly, because the pole match is just it, Russo. That's where your mind goes. But obviously they've scrapped the idea to do the two matches at Hell in a Cell from a week ago.
Yeah.
So in a week they've changed their mind.
Really on the fly booking.
It seems that way, yeah.
Apparently there was a fuck ton of script rewrites for this show as well. I'm just figuring out what segments they wanted to do and didn't want to do.
Right.
And like, whew. This really, really makes it seem that when they scrap whatever your original pay-per-view main events were.
Yeah.
No, those aren't happening at all.
Yeah, I wonder why they changed their mind. Maybe they just didn't want them to be working twice on a pay-per-view. Because I would be a little afraid that maybe that second match
wouldn't be as good.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
That you'd be, wow, Seth Rollins really like carried that second match.
Yeah.
It's not the worst theory in the world. I mean, you would hope that a guy like John Cena or someone as young as Ambrose could do two matches in a night, but they're putting him, they're both supposed to be Hell in a Cell matches, right?
Yeah. I think
so. Yeah, that's supposed to take a lot out of you from what they claim.
Hmm. Well, anyways, it's not happening anymore. What do we got next? We got AJ Lee. She comes out with her new friend.
No, she likes her. She dislikes her the
right,
least.
Right, that's what it was. She dislikes this person the least, and it's Layla.
Who's looking smoking this week?
She's been wearing some very small clothes over the past couple of weeks.
She wore pants though this week.
She did wear pants, probably for the best. But I don't know. She have they given up on the whole Summer and Layla as well? Because we saw Summer later without Layla. So is that it? Just ended?
I don't know. Maybe that Summer Rae is needed for Total Divas stuff sometimes.
True.
And when she's not, she's working with Layla.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because Layla's not on the show, so on Total Divas.
I'm surprised Layla isn't.
Yeah, she's British. Could bring in that.
You got that
market.
Demographic as well. And then, like, Layla's pretty.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah. So. She was a Miami Heat girl.
Really?
Damn pretty, yeah. You brought that up several times.
Oh.
Throughout her career.
Is that how they found her?
Well, she did the Diva Search. But
she was the Diva Search. That was revealed to us that. Mm. Okay. Really?
Mm.
Cheerleader, I guess.
Yeah. For the Miami Heat.
That's a good franchise to be a part of, isn't it?
At the time she was doing it, no.
Before the LeBron era?
Yeah. But anyways. They still had Dwayne Wade back then, though, so they were okay.
That was all they had, though.
Yeah. Nothing else.
Yeah. AJ spends almost like 90% of this match just chasing Paige around.
Yeah. I don't know what this is anymore. Like, I don't know why this is still a feud.
I never knew what this was.
Yeah.
I just speculated the whole
this
time.
Has been 3 months
I could never
now?
Figure out what. It's like, oh, is one crazier than the other?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they've been sticking to this program, too. Like, they planted a seed at Mania, or just after Mania.
Yeah.
Then AJ disappeared for a bit. She took time off, came back, and they've been doing it since she came back.
Yeah, and I think she only took one, maybe 2 months off.
Yeah, I think she took 2 months off.
So this has been the better part of a year that they've been doing this program, and they flipped the titles back and forth several times. So,
is there any other females that you'd really want to
rotate
the program? Like, I know we've said that, but now we're saying, like, what is this now? We've lost track of it.
Well, and apparently, and this could be complete bullshit, but I was reading something about they don't want to have a total diva with the title, which narrows you down to about three or four girls, and two of them can't really wrestle. So this is pretty much all that you have.
Yeah, it's you two. And Emma, you can have a number one contendership occasionally.
And lose constantly.
Or Alicia Fox. Yeah, and always lose.
Yeah. AJ Lee and Layla pick up the win.
After Layla...
Yeah, Layla left.
Bails on her.
AJ goes after Layla after the match, tosses her into the barricade, and then skips away. She's crazy.
Super crazy. She fucking walloped the shit out of Layla. When she threw her in the barricades?
She threw it hard.
Fuck.
Layla took a pretty good bump there. I'll
and that Shining Wizard murdered Alicia Fox.
That was good.
Fucking murdered her on it.
AJ's real good. I have no problems with AJ whatsoever. Paige, I mean,
you're on the
horrible.
Fence about it now?
She's not horrible. But what is her character?
I thought they were going to do the anti-diva thing, but nope.
No. Not yet. Maybe.
She's rip off AJ.
Yeah, and that's the thing I don't like.
Yeah, okay, I see why we don't like her. Now she's rip off AJ.
Yeah, like a little bit of effort is all I want. Give
her
a character.
Remember she said she was going to stop skipping, and now she's still skipping?
Yeah, she went right back to skipping, like the next week.
She can't get her own shit. She's biting AJ's shit.
She's taking after old Sandow, just stealing other people's gimmicks at this point.
Should be PJ Lee next.
All right, Randy Orton comes into the authority's office, says he will destroy Dolph Ziggler tonight, so that's a match. He then says Rollins can't beat Cena or Ambrose and demands a match in the main event of Hell in a Cell with the loser of tonight's match. So he says, I want a main event with the loser of this match tonight. Not sure he really realizes how main events work at this point.
It's the second, it's a third place match.
Co-main event, maybe, but to say that you want a main event with the loser of the, it's... Randy, that's not how this works.
Apparently he was given a talk to afterwards and they went to like commercial.
Really?
Of like, yeah, you were told not to say the word loser.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it
doesn't make you look good.
No, it doesn't.
You fucking idiot.
It doesn't help anyone.
It makes Orton really look like a putz.
Yeah. Well, and that's why they did this whole pole match to begin with, was to avoid anybody having to do the job.
Yeah.
It's an easy way to get one guy to win but not have the other guy lose, because you can't really have Cena or Ambrose lose that match.
Yeah, if you had one of them go under, it's just like, and then what's Orton do? Come and pick the bones of that?
Yeah, it just doesn't work. Still, though, I don't like the idea of the person not winning this match facing Orton. Like, I don't know. If I'm Orton, I'd be like, fuck you guys. Like,
no, Orton's looking for a fucking pay-per-view payday here.
Those don't even exist anywhere with the network.
He's looking for a pay-per-view booking. Let's just keep the character of like shitbag Orton going here. He's like putting himself in a main event spot.
Okay.
With his friends, the authority. He's like, hey, just give me whoever loses, whatever.
Okay.
His new T-shirt is terrible.
Oh yeah, the
baby
blue. Yeah, it's not good.
No, I'm like, why would you choose this?
Well, it doesn't look like anything he would wear.
No, like
at all.
When it's like dark gray or whatever, I'm like,
yeah, okay,
fine. Black, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, this one's like light blue with like some red on there. I'm like, what are you wearing?
Not good.
No.
No.
Bad merch design.
We get another video for the Wyatt family. It was the Eric Rowan one. I didn't notice any difference. Again, I think they've just...
Maybe this one was just a little extended. Or they just
yeah,
had like... They said
very
like,
slight difference.
They said the same shit.
Yeah,
exactly. Of like, he was a baby and then I found him.
Mm. And now he's giant with a beard. And mask on his face.
And raised by sheeps.
Then we go into Ziggler taking on Randy Orton with Cesaro on commentary.
Who was great on commentary.
He did not bad. I had no problems with him.
This is a good match.
Rollins comes out at some point during the match as well, watches from the ramp. Orton finally picks up a win with a crazy RKO off of like a
powerbomb. Like powerbomb position.
And
fuck, it was sick. It was
so
one of those
brilliant
things when originally I saw it, because I didn't watch Raw live at all yesterday. I watched it probably, I pulled the U Brando. I watched it like once it was an hour in, I started watching like from the start.
Yeah.
And once I got to that, and I was like, oh, wow, that's why Twitter was blowing up during Orton Ziggler's match. Like, holy crap.
I did watch it live last night for the first time
forever. Oh, really, man? And like
Thanksgiving.
The way he hit it was just crazy.
Oh, it was brilliant. Have you seen
RKO Vines?
Yes.
I figured we were talking about this at some point.
Those are so good.
Yeah, they're really good.
Like, God bless people with too much time on their hands that
there's
make those
things.
People
who do them with Street Fighter as well.
Oh, yeah.
And, like,
I've seen
it all. Ball. Yeah, I love that shit. Or, like, Chun-Li taking out drunk bitches.
Have you seen the Shawn Michaels baseball one yet?
Oh. Yeah.
And, like, the poses, and they'll get, like, Orton to, like, walk up to him. And, oh, if you haven't seen those yet, just search in Randy Orton,
like,
Vines.
Who's putting in the time for this, though?
I know, because it's not easy to do. I mean, it wouldn't be very hard by any means, but it's not easy.
It's frame by frame. That's pretty tough.
Yeah.
Like, it's not tough. It's a lot of fucking tedious work, though. Mm. It's like stop motion.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. They're hilarious, though.
They get
check
the shout
them out
of
if
the
you
week.
Haven't seen them yet.
This is a good match, though, for psychology.
Really good match.
Yeah, like, I thought it was a good technical skill, too.
It's been a while since Ziggler's had a bad match.
And I think it's been a really long time since Orton's got a "this is awesome" chant from a crowd.
True, yeah.
So.
Yeah, good for both these guys.
Yeah, both guys look great here.
It's a relatively fresh match as well.
We haven't seen these guys a lot. Yeah, they don't work each other. I would like to see this as a feud if it was booked right.
Totally be fine with that.
There's a huge superplex, too, and both guys bumped on it. Both guys bumped like champs. Like, pretty much both guys were like, dude, you want to go and act like we have a fucking good match?
Yeah.
Steal
Fuck it. Let's just do it.
Like, this might be match of the night.
It's up there.
It's got two sick high spots.
It does, yeah.
That are, like, memorable. It's good psychology where a lot of times in an Orton match, I'll look at my phone, I'll do whatever.
Mm-hmm.
With this, no, I was glued.
I agree. I really like this match.
And transitioned well to the next match, too.
Did. Because Rollins was already out there, and he's taking on Jack Swagger. Another somewhat fresh match that we haven't really seen before.
Yeah, another matchup you haven't seen too much of.
This one wasn't quite as great as the other one, though.
No, this one, I don't even know this one.
Swagger's been really clunky lately in his work.
He's so big.
He is.
Like, he's just a frame, like a clumsy, moosey kind of frame. Mm,
yeah, definitely.
Like, you look at him and you're like, oh, you probably fall walking up the stairs occasionally.
Like, you look at him and you think he's like,
that guy. Yeah, he's like
that's
so
what you think
fucking
he is.
Bully. He's just like,
my name is Jack.
I'm Jack.
Rollins gets the win with a roll-up. Orton, who came out. Okay, so Orton left after his match, only to put his shirt on and then come back.
He's
got to
hug that merchandise, baby.
Stupid baby blue shirt. So, he watches from ringside, comes into the ring, RKO Swagger. After the match, and then stares down Rollins. So
awkward stare down.
Planting a tiny seed for a future match / feud for these two, I think, is what this was here.
No, Randy, you got to go feud Dolph for the Intercontinental Championship.
I'd rather see that match at Hell in a Cell.
I want to see that as, like, a fucking extended program and make the IC title look
so
important. Well, Brock is gone.
Oh, yeah.
Orton and Ziggler.
And then have the U.S. still be a joke.
Yeah, and still have a joke title.
Yeah.
So you can give that to people to hold for no reason.
Yeah.
Like Sheamus or Ambrose.
Exactly. I agree. No, you're right. I think that that's something they really need to do, especially
when the big belt is gone.
Yeah.
If the big belt was more predominant on TV, yeah, unify those sumbitches.
Mm-hmm.
When it's not there, woo, woof, we need to fill our TV time with important things.
Yeah. Renee Young backstage interviewing Dean Ambrose. He promises that he will send Rollins and Cena to hell. That's all I have written here.
Yeah. There wasn't
much else from this
Don't
promo.
Expect me to be a nice guy.
Yeah.
And we'll be on the highway to hell.
Oh, that's right. He started singing a little bit of AC/DC.
I feel like that's such a... Well, I mean, he's got a move called Dirty Deeds, but there's so many indie t-shirt... Or, like, t-shirt companies that the DE with a lightning bolt, AN, right? So...
Maybe he's a big fan.
He looks like he could be.
He had a new shirt tonight, too, didn't he?
Yeah, he's got one that's like the parental advisory now.
Yeah, but it wasn't like the white. So I bet you Brando feels like a real jackass now because he still has the
OG
white one. Yeah. And Ambrose never wore it, and Brando's been waiting for him to wear it, and now he finally wears a shirt, but it's not the right one. I laughed when I saw
it. Brando.
Sucker! Tom Phillips is back, apparently.
But hashtag, Justin Roberts is gone.
Hashtag where's Josh Matthews?
Oh, why you gotta do that?
TNA.
Why you gotta? Oh.
Tom Phillips is interviewing Big Show. Talks about knocking out Rusev. Says the Bulgarian Brute is not unbeatable and promises to put the weight of 318 million Americans on his shoulders. And he talks about Rusev having a glass jaw and I don't know, a whole bunch of.
He's beaten. Rusev. So Rusev isn't undefeated anymore.
True.
But Rusev is still hella strong.
Yeah, they work the way where it's not. Yeah, they you didn't hurt him.
I think they're only doing a really good job of booking Rusev as a whole.
Definitely.
Where he's still doing the same program over and over again, doing it to an extent where it's like USA versus Russia, but yep. different guys.
Yep.
And I almost feel like the tier list that he's gone up makes sense. Is Big Show above Mark Henry on that tier list? Maybe.
Mm.
Big Show's bigger, but wouldn't you say the world's strongest man would? I don't know.
World's largest athlete.
I'd
probably put Big Show slightly above Mark
But they
Henry.
Did the perfect thing with doing Big E first.
Oh, definitely.
And then doing...
Somewhat mid-card guy, and then kind of work your way up to bigger names, right? I mean, Henry and Big Show are guys that have been around for a while, and they're huge, so it looks good when you beat them.
Want to know who's going to come back and beat Rusev, though?
Kurt Angle.
The all-American big guy, Ryback, with an American singlet.
Oh, Jesus.
It's his new gimmick. And then he's in the Real Americans?
Okay, sure. And Curtis Axel is just forgotten.
He's working in NXT. Send him back down.
When is Ryback due? You know? Have you heard anything? I haven't seen anything
haven't
about him since he left.
Anything about Ryback.
Hmm.
I wish I did, though.
Because when he said he was leaving, he said he wasn't gone for too long. It was only like a month, 2 months.
Yeah. How long's it been?
It's been about a month, if not maybe a month and a half now. Should be. Maybe after the pay-per-view here. Maybe
after Hell in a Cell?
Pops up on the Raw.
Yeah, it just shows up again.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll start getting vignettes.
Sure.
Feed me more. And then it's just like a primal rage. Oh, man. I should work for WWE.
Yes, you should. Rusev and Lana come out to do their usual
shoot on America.
USA thing, yeah.
They shot on Columbus Day.
True, yeah. It's Columbus Day down there. Thanksgiving up here for us.
Canadian Did Thanksgiving. You, good times.
Eat any grub?
Oh, I had some good old grub.
We didn't do our dinner. We're not doing it for a couple weeks because it was like me and my parents were the only family
waiting,
that was in
your dad's
town.
Like, wait, just wait. There'll be a better NFL matchup. We'll enjoy it more.
But at the same time, I like the waiting 2 weeks just makes it more worth it almost. The anticipation is building. It's a long-term build.
Oh, my God.
We're long-term booking this turkey.
It's a slow burn story. It's the ace and eights of Thanksgivings.
Exactly. Rusev says the Giant will fall just like Mark Henry did. They start the match. Big Show's in control early. Rusev comes back, eventually locks in the Accolade. Then Mark Henry comes out, tries to cheer on Show. Rusev knocks him off the apron, locks in the Accolade again. Then Henry comes in to hit him with the, or to hit him and then gets the DQ.
Oh, okay, that's how it happened? Yeah. I thought Henry just did a run-in.
Really?
Yeah, for some reason.
No, yeah, he was on the apron for
some reason when I watched it, I was just like, whoa, Henry did a run-in?
Yep.
Because, like, you know how in, like, WWE The Game, everybody has the same run-in animation and slide. I was like, Henry's not pulling that off. Like, okay, he was already at ringside. That makes sense.
Henry checks on his friend. The two argue for a little bit, but then they seem to work it out.
And then the Russian flag drops. They're both still standing in the ring. Like, that's fucking awkward.
Yeah, and then Rusev goes after Henry. Show hits a Bulgarian brute with the knockout punch.
They kind of ganged up on him.
A little bit, yeah.
That doesn't make America look very good. That's not very face of America.
Yeah, they needed two to beat one.
And cornered him.
Two gigantic men to
beat
one.
And they cornered him.
Yeah, they did.
Well, his lady was present.
Kind of bullied him.
Yeah, that's pretty bullying. Not very face America. You fucked up, WWE.
Be a star, Mark Henry and Big Show. Don't bully.
What will the children think?
All right. Renee Young interviewing Sheamus. Sheamus says the only thing worse than one Miz is two. He says for them to take two bro kicks and call him in the morning.
Is he trying to be funny?
Medical joke. He's been trying to do the John Cena type of funny for a long time, and it just doesn't work for him at all. Also, he's growing that weird caveman beard.
I like that.
He reminds me of Sam Losco from Trailer Park Boys.
He does look like Sam Losco.
Sam, you got chicken in your beard. That's what it reminds me of every time I see him.
Though, Sheamus needs to be reinvented. He needs to disappear, show up looking really scruffy, and just be like, I'm an Irish brute.
Yeah.
Fuck off. I don't have any time for this comedical bullshit or fella.
Exactly.
No more fella. It's got to end.
No more stereotypes either. No Celtic Cross. Change the name of that.
White
None
noise?
Of that shit.
Can White Noise still
white
be
noise
White Noise?
White Noise is fine.
Because he's so pale?
Although, I don't, yeah, if they're going to repackage him, I don't know if you keep him that white. A little bit of color. It's not going to hurt him.
I think it would, man. I think it would legitimately
That's
hurt
true.
His
that,
skin.
That is one thing that he is different from everyone else in.
You look at him
how
go,
white he is.
Whew,
guys, yeah, that is a white individual.
The worst is whenever he's in like a match where there's like chair shots or a kendo stick, it always looks way worse afterwards on Sheamus compared to everyone else.
Oh, yeah, because, yeah, he's so white skin, that he just
yeah.
bruises up. And like,
when he'd have a match with Del Rio afterwards, you're like, it looks like you just got beat by, like, slavery.
There was one stint when Sho, I think he was working with Sho, when Sho was a heel, and there was a stint of about 3-4 weeks where he kept, you know how he does his chest beat?
Yeah.
He'd have a bruise on his chest because he was hitting himself so hard.
Oh,
he'd have, like, knuckle bruises on his chest. I'm just like, geez, man. Like,
you don't have to hit, do
tone
what?
It back just a little bit.
Somebody told him that it's fake? No, man. See, look at his taunt.
Don't tell him that. He'll kick you in the face.
People complaining Sheamus works stiff.
So we go into the match, The Miz with Damian Mizdow taking on Sheamus. Mizdow stole the show again.
Yeah, he completely stole the show. And apparently he's stealing the show with backstage officials too now.
Good.
And other workers are just like, no, just watch him. Like, do you see how much TV time he got?
Oh,
this
they
week?
Put the camera more on him at ringside than they did in the ring.
The whole match.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd say last week it was a little bit. I thought he was a little bit more over last week. But this week, I mean, he was great. The crowd was laughing. You could tell that the crowd was watching him more than watching the match, which is good and bad. But yeah, it totally depends on how they book that.
It's like, is the gimmick hurting itself now?
Right. Because what are you gaining, right? If nobody's watching the in-ring, why are you even having this match type of mentality? But it's working for now. They're going to have to change it at some point. But
it's good to see Sandow be this over again.
Totally. I agree.
That's the one thing. Even if like at first we were like, you know what? He's the stunt double gimmick or whatever is stupid, blah, blah, blah. Really, like, Sandow, it doesn't get any lower than him. Dude, he's over. He's so over, and, like, he's making everyone entertained.
Did you watch Main Event?
Last week?
No, tonight's, or tomorrow's, or whatever the hell day it is.
The Miz TV from last week? Or
did he dress up as Sheamus last week?
No, that's got to be this week.
I saw a picture floating around of him dressed up as Sheamus.
That probably happened tonight, then.
Hold on, I'll see if I can find it here.
That's golden.
But yeah, he had like a big orange wig on and like greasy facial hair. Damn it. I forget.
Looking
I
like Sam Losco.
I swear. Oh, by the way, that's a Trailer Park Boys
reference. Yeah. For Americans who don't get
that. People
don't
know what the hell I was talking about.
Fucking.
I can't find it.
That stunt double magic though tonight was beautiful.
Oh, so good.
Like, that was good to see him going to the ring. Oh, it's Sandow. You're like, oh, they got him.
Yeah.
And Sheamus loses another match this year. Like, he's probably still
it's true.
He's probably still over 50%, but I feel like he's lost more matches.
It's coming down slowly but surely. He's,
this
he's
year will be interesting to see at the end of the year with the stats of who is the most protected in the win-loss column.
Do they do that? Does somebody, like, go through the whole year?
Someone does.
I sure as hell am not doing that.
I think Brando was the one, not who goes through it, but Brando's the one who told us the Sheamus thing.
True.
Of,
I
like,
you're
the
right.
stats. He's like, he won like 83% of his matches last year. That's why if anyone wins on him clean, like this isn't clean, but it's still a win over him.
Right.
But it was like, dude, he never loses and he almost never loses clean.
Yeah, I can't find that picture. If I find it, I'll tweet it.
We'll tweet it on the SatPod.
Yeah. Miz picks up a win here when Mizdow.
Stunt double magic.
Yeah, they.
Under the ring.
Anyways, he wins by count out, Sheamus. He's baffled. He's baffled.
He's baffled.
How did this happen? How did
what?
I not? How did I not hear the 9 counts the ref just said?
Yeah, like you'd have to be like really into beating some guy up to not hear
yeah.
a ref yelling at like a very slow cadence.
Well, I mean, you've been wrestling for how long?
You ring
should
awareness.
At least be aware that
yeah, you should have ring
I've
awareness.
Been out here for a while. Maybe
You're
I should
veteran.
Get back in and fight the guy that I'm supposed to be fighting. That's nitpicking at this point, though. Total Divas walk up to Nene Leakes.
Who?
Yeah, I didn't know who this was.
That was
either.
Nene.
Oh, is it Nene? I don't know.
I don't know. I'm just trying to be a dick.
What's that show? Housewives? Real Housewives of Atlanta? That's what she's from.
They have one from like every major city.
Yeah,
though,
there was one in Vancouver for a while.
I don't give a fuck about Housewives.
I don't
know
what this show is. Yeah, what do they do in this show? Is it just like...
Be fucking zany housewives.
I'm in my house and I'm a wife.
Look, I'm going to go spend my husband's money.
Yeah. Great. That's great television right there. She actually did not bad, though. Compared to the Kathy Lee shit last week, I'd take this 9 times or 10 times out of 10.
And the way like she interacted with like Naomi Cameron, the girl, whatever, the diva bullshit, that was fine. It was all in character. It was.
Apparently she's acted before, too, so she does sort of have somewhat of a... she can work. She's quick on her feet.
It's better than Springer, too.
Yeah, Springer wasn't great either.
Springer, and you think Springer would be one of the better ones.
Yeah, but he was not. The Cameron walks up and they both said girl bye at the same time. And you guys deal with this every day? And just, yeah, we do. That was that
when
segment.
When she also said girl bye, I was like, no, are other people saying this too now?
I think I should get a girl bye shirt. I wonder if they make those in 4XL.
You should get a Brie mode shirt. Top Rope Tuesday did a drunk mode shirt that looks just like the Brie mode shirt.
I like that. That's not bad.
Might be out of print, but I could probably get him to make you one. And in a big size, too.
What was I going to look up again? I totally forgot.
Nene? I don't know.
Girl bye.
Oh, girl bye? Yeah. You putting it into Urban Dictionary? See if it's a phrase people use?
Girl bye. No, they only have it in a women's V-neck, and I don't think that'll fit me.
But your cleave will look great.
True, but they only go up to 2X, so.
Ooh, I don't know if your cleave will
look
that
great.
That
won't look great at all. Okay, that's enough of that. Actually, I am going to do this just because I can. Okay. It's hard doing that and this and...
Had to get... I need Brando. Had to get that one in.
Brie Bella and Natalia and Naomi is one team. Oh, yeah. Rosa is at ringside with
everybody
with Nene.
Wear pink except for you, Rosa. We're all black.
Yep. That's just to make why was she even out there?
Total Divas?
Yeah, but...
Just for Total Divas.
Where was redheaded chick?
Eva Marie?
Yeah. Why couldn't she be on the other team and make this 4-4?
She was at the shooting
range. Shooting range?
Oh, you've been watching this season of Total Divas?
No, I'm still behind.
Her boyfriend, fiance was like, we live in an apartment. We need a gun. You live in an apartment. Why do you need a gun? No one's going to break into your, like, suite.
You live in an apartment, Scotty. Do you have a gun?
No, but I have a ninja samurai sword.
Well, then, there you go. You need something.
It's pretty rusted, but we'll cut you if you come in, guys. I'll get you.
And then give you tetanus.
I'll give you tetanus. You try to steal my cats? Get you.
Nobody is going to steal your cats. I can
pretty What are you trying to say about my cats, Warren? No.
That I don't like cats is what I'm trying to say. Nothing against your cats specifically.
Those are my babies.
What's the names again?
Bo and Ryu.
Right. Good.
They're my babies.
Well, then shouldn't they be able to defend themselves if they're named that?
One of them. One's named Bojangles.
Oh, okay. I thought they were both...
Street Fighter references? Yeah, no, I wish.
Just the one.
Just one is.
Okay, well, then he should be able to defend the other cat, then.
No, well, maybe. He's kind of the you of cats.
Oh, he just doesn't give a fuck?
Yeah, I know. He's like, that would involve getting out of my bed. And unless it's a dish of food.
He's the you of cats. Thanks, Scotty. Appreciate that.
I like you.
Okay. Brie Bella, Natalia, and Naomi pick up the win over Nikki Bella, Summer, and Cameron.
Throwaway match.
Brie hits her finisher on Nikki and pins Nikki, which I thought I literally said, well, I guess that's the payoff.
There's that feud.
Apparently not, though.
No, it won't be. Come on, it's WWE, man. It's never.
The Bella Hella in a Cella. Is gonna happen.
The Bella Hella in a Cella. Sunday.
I stole that from Twitter. I can't take credit for that. I wish I could, but I can't. Renee Young interviews John Cena backstage. He hypes the match between the brightest young star in the WWE and the guy who runs the place.
Triple H?
I'm assuming
he's fighting Vinnie Mac?
Yeah, maybe it is. Vince is coming back.
Ooh yeah. Sometimes Cena says weird shit.
He quite often says weird shit.
Generally, he's trying to get a hometown pop. I don't think he was here.
Well, and I think he realizes his role in this is that he's...
The other guy?
Right. Well, he's never really the main guy. But this one more than most, I'd say. Because even those kids that are usually always on his side and not on the other guy's side, even those kids are on Dean's side. So this is kind of a different situation for him.
Yeah, I guess so. He doesn't have his usual posse
right.
kind of thing.
Because at least that way you at least have some fans that are split. Whereas I'd argue most of Cena's fans are also Dean Ambrose fans because they're both face.
Yeah, yeah. Especially in this situation, like to a casual viewer or kids, you have really no reason to boo Dean aside from he was in the Shield. And you've probably forgotten about that if you're
at
like 10.
Point. Yeah, definitely.
Right? Like you're like, I don't care. He's
Who's the Shield?
He's totally someone different now.
Yeah.
So.
I don't know why this came to my head right now, but by the way, remember we were talking last week about Randy Orton eating the hot dog at ringside? He tweeted today and said, sorry to break everyone's bubbles, but John Cena's wristband fell off and I was wiping mustard from my eye. So he didn't eat an actual hot dog, which
is
kind of disappointing.
Damn.
But at least now we know the truth.
The truth of it?
The truth has set me free. As our truth would say. We get another Wyatt family package. Video package. Not their package. This one focusing on Bray Wyatt with... I don't know if we talked about that last week. I was trying to think. I don't think we did.
I think we've discussed if they would bring a lady into the Wyatt family or
that's
whatnot.
That's pregnant as well.
Yeah, because there was a pregnant belly. It says she. He says the word she or her. They took her away or after she dealt with us.
Mm-hmm.
There's someone else they're bringing in. I think that's what Bray's going to be, is he's going to be that cult guy who just keeps showing up with new people.
Well, and I've seen a couple things, reports, nothing official, saying that the Ascension might get brought up and
yeah, I've
and
heard
to
that too,
because
they're getting action
Bray.
Figures.
Which, I guess it kind of makes sense to put those guys with him just because they kind of have a weird gimmick, but... I don't know. I'm not sure if I'm sold on that.
I would rather
that.
See the Ascension be the Ascension.
By themselves, yeah. I don't want to see them really tied with...
The Ascension have this weird gimmick of, like, they're medieval beast-like kind of guys, but they're this dope entrance, and they're just huge brawlers, right? Mm. To see them like, oh, now we're going to wear plaid vests.
Yeah,
you
and kind overalls.
Of fucking throw it, yeah.
Yeah. I wonder who what they're doing with this woman, though.
ODB.
Yeah, maybe.
Still on that ODB train.
With the tattoos, I guess. It could work.
Burn!
It's horrifying.
Bring it back.
I really don't think that's going to happen. It would be cool if they
WWE
did.
WWE would be like, never grab your tit on TV. Never.
Do it once and you're fucking out of here. Okay. Main event. Authority comes out to watch it, as do Rollins, Orton, and Kane. Ambrose
getting tedious with the entrances coming out. I was like, you guys are one faction, just come out as a whole.
Just everyone come out with Triple H. We don't need to see
instead
eight
of a row
entrances.
Of folding chairs.
Yeah. Ambrose has chances to grab the case early, decides to just go to town on Cena, takes a couple swings at Orton at a certain point. Cena hit three fisherman suplexes, kind of, but they weren't complete fisherman suplexes. He kind of grabbed the leg and then let go.
It's like a release on it, almost.
Yeah.
Ambrose hit a suplex on the stage on Cena.
Yeah, that was a big bump, too.
Yeah, that was a pretty big bump. They get physical with Orton there for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Then,
well, Cena throws Ambrose into
Then Cena throws him into, like, the entire Authority.
All three of them, yeah.
And then Randy just gets involved.
Yeah, because Cena goes for the contract after, and then Randy comes in and stops him, because obviously no disqualification, as was announced earlier. And then all five men just start fighting. Ambrose, Ambrose throws, I think, Rollins over the rope.
Yeah.
And then Cena throws Orton, and then Ambrose is caught in a choke slam, but they totally, like, missed it. Like, the camera shot was fucked.
There was a couple times in this show where their fucking cameramen were all over the place.
And then, he gets out of the choke slam somehow. I still don't know because there was no camera shot of it.
Mysteriously gets out.
Yeah, and then Cena's... throws him over the top rope as Ambrose goes into the corner, climbs it, turns around, has it in his hands, looks at Cena, who kind of looks back at him.
Cena goes to take like 2 steps at him.
He did the "you can't see me" to him as well. And then, Cena takes 2 steps and he grabs it. And
what a lame finish, but
so Ambrose
whatever.
Wins. And they also missed the camera shot of him actually taking it off, too.
Yeah.
They showed Cena's face. Cole's like, he did it. I'm like, oh, nice work, fuckers.
You guys really fucked this one up.
Ambrose stares down Rollins, who's on the stage. Cena and Orton lock eyes. Cena applauded Ambrose for his win as well.
I guess it's like it keeps both guys' face, keeps both guys strong.
Yeah.
It's not like, see, Ambrose debilitated him through a table and
well,
then...
And Ambrose kind of sneaking a win makes more sense, too. Both guys are face. You can't have them go full heel and destroy the guy and then cheat to win.
Yeah.
But Ambrose did kind of like just sneak back there as Cena was fighting Kane and took it. So it's fine in the long run. This is what should have happened. If Cena would have won this match, I probably would not be watching Hell in a Cell. So I'm glad this happened.
This makes Hell in a Cell more watchable.
Yeah.
Aside from the fact of, once again, in a co-main event spot.
Yeah.
Matchup of a lifetime.
But given the alternative of Cena and Rollins, I'm fine with Cena and Orton
going
again. Yeah,
this is for the better.
Just so that I can see Ambrose and Rollins.
But you do get that matchup for a zillion time.
Yeah, well, that's fine. It's in a cell, so...
At least there's a variable?
Yeah,
okay, sure. All right.
So there's the show. What'd you give it out of 10?
5.5.
Ooh.
It was a slow week for Raw.
I'll go 6.
With the holidays going on.
Yeah.
I felt like they didn't put too much effort into the booking, and it was very spur of the... Or on the fly.
It was.
Like. And you had an on-the-pole match. You always are going to lose half a point with me if you have an on-the-pole match.
Yeah, you're not a big fan, eh?
It's dumb. In the world of wrestling, hanging from a ladder.
That's true. That's what I thought, too. But then I was kind of thinking maybe they just don't want to blow their wad with Ambrose in a ladder match. Maybe they're trying to keep that for something down the line. I don't know.
It's still a contract match. Like,
true.
Hey, whatever.
Yeah.
Because they could still have a finish where it's not, like, contract matches, when the guy grabs it, it's really not that hype. It's like, I got this piece of paper. I'm the best. Or a clipboard. Look at the clipboard.
Look at me. I did it.
Yeah. Meh.
So overall, not a great Raw. It was just kind of an in-between pay-per-views. Holiday, obviously.
Holiday special.
Both countries, yeah. Well, there wasn't a lot.
No storyline developed, really.
We did that really quick,
aside from them throwing away their pay-per-view match and rebooking it to have two Hell in a Cells now.
Yeah, some
which I guess
change.
That's for the better.
Yeah.
I guess.
Overall, probably, but yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I like back in the day when it's like, this guy wrestled two matches to get here, and he's in the main event, and then like, I don't know. I just felt like guys were bigger workhorses back then.
I'd agree. I don't think that's out of line, saying that.
Yeah, the work rate.
Okay. We got two emails again. Start with our good friend Nova Punk. What does Nova mean? I'm assuming this is Red Punk. Red. Because isn't he? Oh, no, it's Red Rum Punk on Twitter.
Oh, is that what he's
Maybe this
for
is him? A completely different punk in the punk family.
I think this is because this person also was part of our Royal Rumble contest.
We had a question from them on September 30th as well. So, I don't know.
We haven't had a Red Punk question in a while, though.
Thanks for the email, Nova Punk, though, whoever you are. He says, hey, podcast hosts, question for you guys. Do you think Daniel Bryan's target area of comeback is Royal Rumble 2015, and do you think he will win this year's Rumble? P.S. Love the sound effects. They always make me laugh.
Fuck it!
On the show that had the minimalist sound effects.
We had one before that.
Yep, Brimo this week. Mark Henry, baby!
That makes up for
just going to rattle
it
through all
it. Doesn't matter what you think!
Brimo!
Well, you're going to need some cocaine.
Damn!
Holy!
All right, that's good.
Got your fill.
End it with Zeb there. So what do you think? Royal Rumble? Dan O'Brien?
I read something today saying that it's going to be closer to Mania than the Rumble.
Hmm.
I would love for Daniel Bryan to come back, be, you know, the 30th entrant or, the, you know, 27,
yep,
and then win it. I would love for that to happen to be another big moment for Daniel Bryan. I don't think he's going to be back by then, though. I think he's going to be back in between the Rumble and Mania.
He could be, you're right, he could be afterwards. It's just that they've kind of got themselves in a bit of an awkward situation here where they were really pushing Reigns, and now it's looking like Reigns might be coming back right around the Rumble. So you could easily do that, have him come back and do the same thing and win that. But I don't know if he's ready for that. I don't know if I want to see him.
Do you think that's strapping a rocket on Reigns a little too early?
Yeah, because his promo,
is still so mad.
It's really not there yet. He needs a lot of work. I don't. It's going to be either Daniel Bryan or Roman Reigns.
Ba-ba-da-ba.
Yeah, Cena's not winning.
Ba-ba-da-ba.
Do the third one with Brock at Mania.
No. Brock Cena 3.
I don't know. He could be. It's
he
like,
could be.
Yeah,
it really it all depends on the cards of if he can return in time. Because obviously,
true.
What an easy way to get one of your biggest baby faces back in a main picture.
Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't like that's exactly what they were hoping was going to happen with Batista.
Totally. Yeah.
So maybe, probably not though.
We'll see. We got another question from our good friend Ric Flair,
and the Nate
find the woo. Yep.
Woo!
There it is. Hey, podcast hosts. Woo! I'm back again, your boy Ric Flair. I love how he does these like in character.
In character.
Kills me.
He's our boy now, apparently.
Yep, there you go. He says, can we take a quick moment to honor one of the Nature Boys' favorite tag teams, Team 3D? The Dudley Boys recently went into the TNA Hall of Fame. What is your thoughts on the carrier of Bubba and Devon?
The carrier? This sounds like something I would write.
Do you think they deserved their spot in the Hall of Fame?
In the TNA Hall of Fame, they're what, like the fourth people in it?
Yeah. Third and fourth. Yeah.
Sting and Angle.
Yeah, so third and fourth.
Oh, yeah, third. Oh, my God. I'm fucking. I can't even
Scotty's
count.
Scotty's baked again.
I'm way less baked this week.
I know you are. I can tell by your eyes.
Last week, I was having an allergic reaction.
There's mold in here, I swear.
Big of my eyes, really puffy.
Yeah,
they deserve it.
Of course.
They are a great tag team.
They'll one day go into the WWE Hall of Fame.
Just a matter of time.
No doubt in my mind. The work that they did with Edge and Christian and the Hardy Boys in those ladder matches.
Those TLC matches they're just so epic, and they set the standard there for a bit of like, these are like the 5-star matches kind of thing.
Yep.
They've won belts everywhere they've gone.
Totally.
I think I can watch stuff from any era and they're good. I don't like Devon singles, but I like Bully Ray by himself.
Yeah. Bully Ray has gotten better over time,
Holy
which is
fuck,
so backwards.
He's so good.
I know. He's better on the mic. He's lost a lot of weight. He looks better. He looks younger now than he did 10 years ago.
Yeah. Fuck. Like the whole do you know who I am thing.
Oh.
Great.
Yeah.
My fire breathing Twitter machine, shit like that. You're just like, oh, you're so good. Aces and Eights, you were really good when you were running that for a bit.
Yep.
That had its ups and downs, but overall, really good career. They'll be in the WWF eventually.
Both their contracts, Bully was working on a day-by-day basis.
Yeah.
And Devon's was done after the pay-per-view Sunday. So both guys technically no longer under contract.
Want to hear something fucking crazy cool that TNA edited out of Bound for Glory? And if you watch the Wrestle 1,
they
it's
still challenged,
there.
Yeah,
they
I
fucking
heard
called
that.
Out Bullet Club.
They could very easily just show up there.
In New Japan?
Yeah.
Very well.
Could do it, yeah.
New Japan is so independent,
totally.
Right? It's just like, okay, we're going to bring you on for a tour. How long's the tour? 3 months. Okay, cool. You're going to make fucking amazing money.
Yep, because I don't think WWE's got anything for them.
No. What could the Dudleys do?
Yeah.
In a very PG era.
Totally.
Not much.
You're so limited. I almost don't want to see them.
Only want to see them come back just for a Hall of Fame.
Yeah, totally. I agree.
Hall of Fame where they can come out, wear the glasses, have the missiles come down.
Oh, we got to listen to Power Man here.
Oh, it's such a dope theme. But yeah, they totally deserve it. Both guys are great. Good in ring. They've both gotten better health-wise and on the mic. We'll testify to dat.
Oh, testify.
You should hear Bully Ray's speech that he made, if anything, Warren.
For the when
Hall
he challenged?
Of Fame?
Oh, the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. It's just cool everyone he said thanks to.
What do you think he's talking about here? Ric Flair said something about the your thought. What is your thoughts on the carrier of Bubba and Devon? Is he talking about TNA? Is that
no,
what
he
means?
He means the career.
Oh, career.
I'm almost certain he means the
career.
Yeah,
you're probably right. You're probably right. That
might
looks
be like
an
autocorrect fuck
thing.
Up or something.
Yeah. Good. Okay.
Their career? Good. Lengthy.
Yep.
Over 3 decades? If you can include ECW?
Yeah. Let's just get some of this going. Still one of my favorite themes of all time.
The best one you hear on like a 64-bit processor.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Great theme. We're going to listen to this while we answer the rest of Ric Flair's email. Oh, trick me. What's going on? There it is.
Drop the bombshell!
We're getting more hype than I've ever seen.
And if you get the chance, watch their last match in TNA at Bound for Glory. Yeah, you watch that. Yep. I still haven't. I heard it was good.
Yeah, it's good. It's a very fun, hardcore-esque match.
Team 3D versus Dreamer and Abyss in a hardcore tag match.
Why is Abyss there?
I gave it Rick's stamp of approval. Woo, Rick.
Rick's stamp of approval.
Yeah, I heard good things about that match, that it was very American, hardcore, generic match.
Yeah, it's a spot. It's a spot fest.
Yeah, and I think that's what they want because they were in Japan for that Bound for Glory card.
You know
so
what?
It makes sense.
I think the best thing is that the crowd they were in front of, it only added to Bound for Glory.
I agree. I heard arguably that was the match of the night. That potentially could have been the main event.
That should have been the main event if the crowd wasn't so into fucking Great Muta.
Well, and at the end of the day, I get that you're in Japan, but at the end of the day, it's a TNA pay-per-view.
Lashley wasn't there.
Yeah, I know. And Samoa Joe retained his title even though he's already dropped it in tapings. Very strange. Very strange.
Okay. Actually, Joe's match was good too. It was Joe, Loki, and I think a Japan guy. Oh yeah, a guy who used to be in WCW in the 90s.
Oh good.
Kazel something. He's Japan. I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not good at names.
I think that's it that's all the emails we got. So thank you, Nova Punk and Ric Flair. If you would like, you the listener would like to send
Where
us
could
an
they
email,
send it to?
Send it to satpod316@yahoo.com. You can make your own gimmick up and do it in character like Ric Flair does.
Yeah. Who would you like to see emails from? And know
question.
That the people
Good
who
question.
Listen might actually create a new email to start doing this. So don't say shitty characters.
No, no, no. It would have to be something good. Who had a very weird way of talking in their promo?
Big E. It'd be funny if Big E sent us questions.
Using big words.
Or if someone used Jack Swagger and like
Put
typed a lisp. Yeah. That'd be also
I want
funny.
That. That's what I want. I want Jack Swagger with a lisp. That's the one that I'm picking right now.
I'm going to go with... I think it'd be hilarious if the Godfather sent us questions.
That's not bad either. Okay, there you go. We want Jack Swagger
and the Godfather.
And the Godfather for next week. All right, you can. Is that it? I think that's it.
Yeah, I don't got much else.
Oh, we're going out to one of those new John Cena Wiz Khalifa songs from the
2K
soundtrack. It's called
"Ain't No Stopping Me Now." Oh no,
Breaks. There was two of them. Cena recorded two of them, and I picked Breaks because that was the one I could find on YouTube that hadn't been removed yet. So we're listening to Breaks.
We're going out to whatever hasn't been copyright claimed.
On the Twitter, @SatPod. Individually, myself, @TheDieselBaris.
Follow me, @ScottBlock64.
Brando is @Brando1990. Hopefully he'll be back
next week.
Tuesday. What am I missing? Is that it? Bro, rate, subscribe.
Review on iTunes.
Give us some love. It's always appreciated.
Tell your friends about the show.
Yep.
Tell your followers.
That's it. Take us home, Scotty.
All right, guys. Until next time, keep on spitting the mist.
Woo! They try to make me slow down, but I live with the brakes on. They tell me I should hold up, but I live with the brakes on. Brakes on, brakes on.
Place in the race, either first or you last. My foot stay on the gas, float and float and float. Ain't take much from out the class. Open the Forbes, see a young bout is. Hear people talking about their dreams, he really living out is. They hating just to hate, but they don't really doubt it. My eyes stay on the prize, my eyes stay on the prize. Told E, I realized that love built this. So I'll be damned if you fake, kill it. Put my all in, make them feel it. Show me them people you think is bosses, I'll make them look like children. Top floor of the building, ordering drinks, rolling up planes, all in the same. Goes without saying, y'all know the slang, no pain, no gain, let's get it.
They try to make me slow down. time, every word is hustle. The whole entire sound shine, chasing the finer things, shining like diamond rings. Gemstone flow, that's the clarity my rhyming brings. Kid with the cold voice, I'm such a bold choice. Tailored suit, pulling up in that Rolls Royce. Drop head coupe, suicide doors, arriving like Sinatra, Louis Vuitton floors. I'm talking about my shoes, I'm chalking up your cruise. I'm a giveaway to end, partner, y'all about to lose. That's just the way it goes, don't take it to heartbeat. I say you're just a friend, cause my biz is the marquee.
Slow down, but I live with the brakes off.